Let's get into this first part of this movie review extravaganza, 8 Bit Crumbs Power Hours. Power,
okay.
Comes the first hour of power right here.
Nice.
All right, people, let's see what we got here. Oh. My name is Luca. I live on the ocean floor.
Yes.
You never heard that, have you?
No, I have not.
You know, I knew you haven't. No, and you know what? I forgive you for that.
Thank you.
That's before your time.
All right, there you go.
You know, we're talking about this boy, Luca. Mm-hmm. You know, before he was a fish kid, mm-hmm. he was a song back in the day.
Oh, all right.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you.
Mom, that weird chick is down there singing again. She knows my name this time.
She's always out there. She's always following me around. I don't understand.
Mom, can we call the police now?
Is that what this movie's based on? Is that song?
No.
So what's the relevance? Because it's Luca.
Because
that's
it's
why.
Luca.
All right, okay.
That's why.
I was confused. I'm like, I'm trying to interpret this like, well, I guess it's about these precocious kids that live in the city. I guess you can make the comparison to the film. I'm like, I was overthinking it the whole time.
See, that's the problem. You overthink things, man.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
It's Luca.
Just stop thinking, Chris. That's your
just
problem.
Accept Luca for Luca. That's all.
Fine. I do. I believe me, I do.
Whether he lives on the second floor or on the ocean floor. Except Luca for Luca, baby.
Yeah, that's right. He's a person.
Yeah, not a fish. Yeah. Whatever.
Sea monster.
You know, before we talk about old Luca over here, let's talk about Pixar.
We can do that.
We're talking about a Pixar movie.
Okay.
You know, the weirder the Pixar pitch or the movie pitches mm-hmm. that they do,
yeah.
the more I think I like the film.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you know, you look at Up. You know, man ties balloons to his house and flies to an island where he has to battle an army of talking dogs.
Yeah. That's true. And angry Christopher Plummer.
An angry Christopher Plummer. Any other studios, they get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
No, not at Pixar. They embrace that weirdness. Mm-hmm. I like it. Here's another one right here. Black man dies, comes back as a cat to play in a jazz band.
I like it.
Yeah. Weird.
Very weird.
But a great movie.
It is.
Both those great movies. We're talking about Up and Soul mm-hmm. right there. So when I heard the story for this movie, which is Luca, I thought, you know what? Tell me more about this. You know, I like this. Now look at the pitch for this. It almost starts out like a joke. Two sea monsters go to Italy to buy a Vespa. That's it.
That is the movie.
That now am I lying? That
you're
is the movie.
You're not lying. Yeah, that's pretty consistent of what I saw.
I mean, there's some small details
yeah,
that I'm not leaving
things.
Out right
they
there.
They have a good time.
Yeah,
they have ice cream. They eat watermelon.
Yeah, they eat watermelon. Yeah. But really, they want to go there to get that Vespa up in there. And, you know, this is a movie where I thought, well, because of how crazy this is right here.
Right.
I thought, all right, you know what? Yeah, this is going to be one for the books right here. It's going to be a classic.
What do you got, Pixar?
Yeah.
One of your weirdest ones yet, I imagine.
Yeah. Pixar, tell me about the fish boys, Pixar. Yeah, man. We'll tell you a little bit more about this. And, you know, is it... Because I was going to say, every time Pixar, you know, every time they do a weird movie, I mean, it's not 100%, you know, it's not guaranteed to actually, you know, always be great.
They've had some misses over the last decade, I'd say.
Yeah, a couple of misses here and there. But, you know, for the most part, when they get kind of weird and wacky, I like those movies. Is this the case with this one? Or is it one of those misses that you just brought up? Hey, you want to look at this trailer?
Let's look at it.
Okay, let's look at this trailer, and we'll be right back. You saw this today, right?
I did. Yeah.
We'll be right back with our review.
Papa, we can go anywhere, do anything. We just gotta stick together.
We underdogs have to look out for each other, right?
Underdogs! This is gonna be the best summer ever. We'll ride down every road. See the whole world together. It'll be amazing. But there's just one thing.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait. Did you see that?
No one can find out.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Where did you boys say you were from?
Hey! Leave them alone!
That old Hitler cat was about to rat them out. You see that?
I won't say nothing unless you bribe me.
They are not human.
That cat's a nasty son of a bitch.
That cat is a nasty son of a bitch, man. In the movie. Yeah, Hitler cat over here, man.
I see what you did there. You are hiding man people! I do not stand for it!
They are fish boys.
I do not like that in Italia.
And they look delicious.
Even got that like that little like mustache right there. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling a little Hitler cat. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, so true.
Gestapo cat.
Yeah, Gestapo.
I'd love to see that movie in Pixar. Gestapo cat.
Sell me that, Pixar. That's fucking weird. I love it. You'll make you fall in love with a fascist cat.
That'll be the tagline. Mm-hmm. You'll fall in love with a fascist cat. Let's see if we go sell that to Pixar.
Let's do it, man.
A fascist Nazi cat tries to snitch on fish boys.
Hey, they haven't done Germany yet. We've seen Mexico. We've seen Italy. You know, maybe parts of America.
Harlem.
Let's go ahead and do Germany. Yeah, Harlem. That's right. Yeah.
What about Nazi Germany?
We can do that.
Can Pixar make Nazi Germany family friendly? If anybody can, it's Pixar.
Taika Waititi did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
in a way. The death and the murder.
A little fucked up still. Mm-mm. They've been to Australia. They've been to the apocalypse.
That's
everywhere.
Right. They have been, yeah.
Talking about how weird this is, because y'all looking at this and like, man, you know what? If y'all didn't tell me that, first you told me what it was, like a couple of mer dudes going to Italy to go get a Vespa, but I'm still confused looking at this. I don't know what the hell is going on. Well, I'll tell you, man, the story plays out as weird as it sounds sometimes, but only in small parts. Don't get too intimidated. Don't get daunted by this, because I'm going to let you know that, so besides the whole thing of sea monsters is what they are.
Yeah.
That's what they're referred to.
They're real in this world.
Yeah, they're real in this world. Besides the whole thing of sea monsters going into the water and turning into sea monsters, but when they get back out, they turn human.
Yes.
You know, that. Now, that is weird, and I'm saying that is weird because you probably say, well, how does that happen? Pixar says, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Just happens naturally.
Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, get the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, besides that, that little trivia right there. It's nothing really that you haven't seen before. I mean, if you really think, now, I would say this, it's nothing you haven't seen before, but it is the craziest mixture of things, because it's a lot of things if you really want to dig deep.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the most obvious to some people, if you've seen these movies, it's the Little Mermaid with Splash.
Oh, yeah, yeah. App comparisons.
Yeah, yeah. Little Mermaid wanted to go to the surface, so she got some legs. Daryl Hannah as a mermaid, whenever she gets on land, she just gets legs. So, you know, they didn't explain that there.
They did not.
Mainly because she was fine as hell when she got her legs.
Yeah, we didn't care. We didn't care. It's like, you, I don't need an explanation.
No.
You look good, girl. I'm fine.
It's those two things, but combined with a few other things. It used to be a show called Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. It's a little bit of that. They even had a remake of it on Amazon back in the day.
Sigmund's made friends with humans.
Gross.
You can say that again.
Gross.
Jesus.
Go violent. Shop, you.
Yeah.
Slapping him around.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Now, you keeping up with me? It's a combination Little Mermaid along with Splash. A little bit of Sigmund and Sea Monsters.
Yeah, hentai, yeah.
Hentai, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll put that in there. And just a dash of Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, man, the entire time. I'm like,
well, you're not thinking.
Pixar, are you going to make these two boys kiss? Is that what you're going to do?
There's a cut out there where these two at least made out, man.
That there's a romance.
They were at least curious.
Well, at least Alberto is.
Alberto.
The older character.
Alberto's older kid with the pompadour. Don't no kid be that flamboyant with a pompadour, and he ain't thinking about experimenting.
I know. It's like, why are you hanging out with her the whole time? I thought we're going to travel the world together. What are you doing? It's so upsetting. I hate you.
He sure does. Alberto is a little jealous.
Oh, yeah. He's like, we do have my man.
Alberto, there's a chick in here. And Alberto pretty much, he stopped short of just saying, who's this bitch?
Yeah.
The entire time.
He's like, well, she's, you know, she can join us for our fun. But after a while, he's like, I don't like you hanging out with him.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. With his flamboyant ass. Like, no, hell no.
Yeah. It's touching each other.
Sexy ass tank top on.
Yeah,
shit.
I know.
That's when the girl showed up. Who's this bitch?
Yeah. Who's this hussy? Trying to take my man away.
Yeah, that's Luca and Alberto. We'll talk about them right there. But the whole thing with them, the story that you have here is that it turns out that sea monsters, forget everything you know about them. You know, they're not big and scary. They're not out there to eat sailors and tear up ships. No, it turns out that they are... They're just like us. They got families like us.
Yeah.
You know, they try to make ends meet. They live in homes kind of like us, except they're underwater. And the kids get sick of their moms riding their ass, just like everybody else.
Let me be me, Mom, please.
Yeah.
No, I must adhere to sea monster rights and rules.
Yeah, you got Jacob Tremblay. You remember him. This kid, he's not older now. Yeah,
wow, he's grown like
damn,
a weed.
That neck grew, didn't it?
Yeah, he's got the giraffe neck.
Yeah, kid's turned into a handsome giraffe right there.
Yeah.
But he plays Luca, the title character. He just watches fish all day. He's like a shepherd, sitting around watching fish all day.
Derpy fish.
He's a stupid-ass fish.
Wild-eyed, always looking in every direction and getting lost.
Then he goes home to his overprotective mom, played by Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, like, it's not like Disney. They're under Disney. They're like, Disney wants a single parent home, man. You know, they either mom or dad is dead. Usually it's mom.
They have to kill one of them.
Mainly because they say mom's a bitch. That's why we if you watch this movie right here.
Yes.
But she is on Luca's ass.
She's domineering. To everyone in the family.
To everyone. Because dad, who's voiced by Jim Gaffigan, dad is kind of cool, but his bitch ass is straight up scared of mom. Look at her.
If I don't move, she can't see me.
You know how dogs look before they get beat?
Yeah.
That's what dad is looking like that right now, and for good reason, because mom beats that ass sometimes.
It's me!
You scared the scales off of me!
Jeez, you're strong.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little on edge.
No, I needed that. It really woke me up.
No, I brought that shit on myself. I shouldn't have looked at you wrong.
Well, he's just such an absentee parent. When he actually does start caring, it's like, oh, okay. He's so incompetent that he needs his wife to tell him what to do.
Yeah, I like the way he brought that shit on my... I never should have ran.
Yeah. Should have stopped moving. I just should have took it, baby. I should have just took it from you.
Straight up domestic abuse. Where the fuck you going? Don't you ever run from me, you motherfucker. God damn, when I say come here, I mean come here, bitch.
Yeah, so inept.
Yeah, he really is. Henpecked. Who's that bitch I'm talking with out there? That's my mother. She lives with us. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I just want to see my crabs, you know, molt. That's the one thing he has. That's the only thing he cares about.
Cares about his crabs.
Yeah.
Grandma's cool, but grandma's She's old. Awesome. She just don't care.
I love that. I love her attitude. Let him go to the surface. Who gives a fuck? It's fine.
I went there.
I do it all the time.
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
I got a man up there. I go up there to get dick sometimes.
She's not in the movie a lot, but when she is, pretty funny.
No, very funny.
A lot of humor came from her, and I like that.
Very funny. Very funny. Luca goes to the surface one day and finds another teenage sea monster boy.
Idiot, yes.
Yeah, what was that?
Idiot.
Yeah, oh yeah.
An idiot ass. Sea monster.
Stupid ass. A stupido.
Yes, very
And
much
by
so.
The way, his voice, because he's supposed to be the cool one, but he's voiced by the kid that was in Shazam.
Jack Glazer.
Jack Dylan Glazer, y'all remember him. He was the scared kid
from It.
Plus, he was the handicapped kid that the other teenagers tried to murder when he tried to just simply cross the street. Fuck the handicap.
Always getting bullied, that kid.
Always getting bullied, man.
Yeah, is that look?
That was crazy. That was attempted murder on a handicapped kid.
And everyone was okay with it.
And nope. What did the teachers and the adults do? Like,
like typical teachers. Yeah, exactly. That's what they would do. Yeah, Philadelphia's a rough town.
Yeah.
Killing all sorts of cripple kids.
Should have been on the short bus earlier. I never liked that kid anyway.
I deserve this.
Why should he get special privileges? No, man, he tried to murder that kid
all the time.
But when Luca sees Alberto, he thinks like, "Damn, he's way sexier. I mean, cooler than I am."
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
He thought, "Wow, this kid is way cooler than I am." You know, he lives by himself.
Bachelor.
He's a bachelor. Does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He seems to have this being human thing completely down.
Alberto Scorfano, Luca Panguro, piacere, Girolamo Trombetta.
It's a human thing. I'm kind of an expert.
What does it mean? The thing you just said.
Come on.
Bring your pretty ass on. Come on.
Yeah, I'm done talking. Yeah. I'm just looking at you, and I like what I'm seeing.
So what does it mean? No, wait a minute.
There was a few scenes this movie, like, when are they going to start making out?
Hey, come on.
Wait, let's get you pretty ass.
Don't worry about it. Come on.
Yeah,
go up to my treehouse real quick.
Does it smell like chloroform? No, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
More
it's
stuff.
A human thing.
Mother of Pearl. You live up here?
Yeah, me and my dad. He's not even here a whole lot, so I pretty much just do whatever I want.
Isn't it dangerous?
Yeah, it's the best. Everything good is above the surface.
Like, what else?
Air! Gravity, also known as falling! The sky, clouds, the sun. Whoa, don't look at it. Just kidding. Definitely look at it.
You know, also, Alberto is that kid that is either going to be in jail or dead before he's 18.
Oh, no question. Yeah. He's always the kid who's unsupervised, and the other parents are like, stay away from him.
Yeah.
Don't interact with him. He'll get you arrested and or killed.
And he'll grab your ass before you go.
Oh, no doubt about that. And that's what put him in jail.
Yeah. Seriously, though, this is not a joke. This is what makes you think that these kids might be a little too close because, the best thing about Alberto is that one day he told himself, I'm going to get this thing called a Vespa.
Yep, obsessed.
And Luca, if you're cool, you and I, we're going to travel and do a tour of Europe on that thing, and we're going to accomplish that by winning this contest that's held by the locals. We're going to get the help of one of the locals there. Girl named, what's her name?
Julieta?
Julieta, yeah. Show you a picture of her right here. One of the local girls there who's going to help him out.
One of the underdogs.
One of the underdogs, mm-hmm. As they say.
One of the weirdos.
Yeah.
Because she likes books and learning.
You know all that shit that women shouldn't like?
Yeah, it's like, no.
Yeah, there she is right there.
Mm-hmm.
With that
21-year-old boy who harasses the entire town.
They got a grown man who's still going around picking on kids.
Who pretends to be like 15 or 16 in the movie. It's like, I'm sorry, this is a problem right here. I would not stand for this bullshit.
They lie. He lies and says he's been lying for like 5 years saying that he's 16.
I will believe that sea monsters exist before you tell me that this 21-year-old looking kid, man, is a 16-year-old. Give me a break.
Yeah, let me see.
There's no way.
Let me see.
The villain of the movie, if you want to say it, there's a villain.
This
he's
motherfucker,
a villain
he should be knocking on people's doors telling them I'm a sexual predator because he keeps hanging around with these kids.
I know. I'm like, because when he first comes up in the movie, I'm like, okay, why is this adult harassing all the children? I'm like, are you telling me that he's only supposed to be 16? Give me a break.
Ercole.
Ercole, yeah.
Ercole is...
anything but Ercole.
Yeah. Ercole is Italian for pedophile.
Yeah. I mean, he has that sweater, that cashmere sweater he's always obsessed excessive wearing and those tight little shorts.
He's not a pedophile. He's just somebody who's just, I mean, he's a true bully to the end. This guy's like he's an adult who just keeps lying about being a teenager so he can just pick on people.
Yeah, yeah. He holds the whole town hostage. It's ridiculous.
They call him a terrorist. Yeah. He's terrorizing the town.
Terrorista, terrorista. Yeah, no, listen, there's a lot I like about this movie. But I'm like, okay, this character is the most ridiculous part of it.
Well, you know what?
I can't go along with this part right here.
Well,
it's too over the top.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about that because I'll talk about the things that I do like.
Not to like about this.
There is here. You know, one of the things that I really appreciate about the movie is that it is a complete mixture of so many different styles as well as stories.
Yeah.
It's a Miyazaki movie directed by Pixar and animated by the people who do Wallace and Gromit.
Well, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. If you put all those things together, stylistically, you kind of have this movie right here. And it's a beautiful blend, really, because at least visually.
No, aesthetically, it's great.
Aesthetically is awesome, man, because I tell you, I love this the whole Italian theme that they have going on. I love this whole thing where they're, you know, the Italian village of Porto Rosso, the landscape by the sea. I love the backgrounds and the environment is on par with the character designs. I would almost say there are certain points where this is one of those few movies where almost the environmental design and the art design almost overshadows the character design.
And also I think just kind of supersedes the plot in general and the story itself. Like I think the artistic like look of this movie is better than the story.
I love the look of this, man. And I love, when I say I love the Italian theme, I love the music that they play.
Yeah. They're Mediterranean.
Yeah, very. No, it is. It's very Mediterranean, man.
Pixar's love letter to the Italian Mediterranean culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They even have an Italian director, I believe.
Yes, the first-time director.
Yeah. And I did really like, I mean, look, we're making fun of this, but
yeah,
I really did like the relationship between Alberto and Luca, man, because, you know, to me, it's very relatable. Look, we all had that. We knew, and if we were lucky, we got to hang around that older kid that we thought was so cool.
Sure.
But if we were lucky enough to hang around with them, after a week, we're like, oh, he ain't shit.
Yeah. he's so incompetent, doesn't know anything.
Man, let me tell you something. Alberto don't know what the fuck he's doing, man.
No idea.
He's going around trying to speak the lingo, calling everybody a stupido. They're like, about to get their ass beat.
The hell? Most of the time, they go after Luca, as if he said it.
Yeah, shit did. And then there's points where, when they get to the village, that's when Luca really looks at Alberto and is like, you know what? Because they get to the village and they see all these pictures of villagers stabbing sea creatures and whatnot. And Luca looks over at Alberto. He's like, this motherfucker's going to get us killed.
Yeah. Luca has good survival instincts. Alberto, he does not know. He's like, everything's an adventure. I'm just happy to be here.
Yep.
Hey, Papa. I brought some friends for dinner. Is there enough for four?
Oh. What's wrong with you, stupid?
What's wrong with you? He's like,
really?
The fuck up, man.
To that man right there.
Bitch, shut your mouth. He had
with the cleaver.
A big man with a butcher knife in his hand.
The largest man we've ever seen.
Hey, what is Alberto? Hey, stupid ass. What are you doing?
No.
Alberto doesn't know what a stupido means. He doesn't have this whole thing down. You know, he's
self-confident, but he doesn't know anything.
No, he knows nothing, man. Mm-hmm. And I like that because to me that's kind of real. You look up to this kid. You think this kid is so cool, and then you find out just how this kid is really kind of insecure and doesn't, and they're putting on the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, we've all seen that, man. I love that. I really did enjoy their relationship. I enjoyed how just, you know, just kind of like in real life, you know, these two, they met each other where they were just hanging, man. You know, he just was out, saw this kid hanging out, and the kid just kind of like, wasn't like, hey, my new friend. How you know? It's like, hey, kid, come over here. Grab that. Hang with me here. Let's do this. Let's do that. It was just kind of like he just fell into it, and it was a lot of fun to see that. Now, as crazy as all this may be, or as relatable as some of it may be, and even as beautiful as it may be, It's also one of Pixar's films that is more aimed directly solely for kids.
Yeah. I saw a quote, I think, like in like a review from the Times or CNN or somewhere, or I think it might have been on Twitter, where people were saying, like, listen, this movie's very much for kids, not sad sack adults. Not for depressed adults. Because, no, this is what this whole movie feels like to me is a nostalgic look at children's summer vacation. Where they're away from school and they interact with kids they normally don't see when they're, you know, when they're learning. And typically you get into your little adventures or you get in trouble and then you go back to school and then you do it again and again and again. It's like that kind of nostalgic piece of life movie. It's more like a slice of life film, if anything.
No,
and where you get
into
little adventures and you have a conflict. The conflict doesn't even matter at the end of the movie.
No.
It's more that. But there's not really a moment in this film where it's like, oh, well, other than the generic, we should accept people who are different. Like, you've seen that time and time again. Pixar's done even better in other movies. Yeah. And this time it's just like it felt like them going through the basics.
That is, I feel exactly like you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
not bad. It's not a bad movie. It's just, that's just what it is.
Well, and I agree, man. Look, Pixar doesn't need to be trying to appeal to adults all the time.
Sure.
Not every movie needs to be deep. Not every movie needs to be inside out.
Mm.
Not every movie needs to have adult humor or some deep message where the kids can sit up there and enjoy all the stupid stuff and the colorful stuff, and adults will be like, wow, that's really meaningful.
It,
you know,
spoke to me.
Yeah.
It spoke to me. It's my life.
Yeah. You know, not everything needs to be therapy, you know, some kind of veiled therapy for adults going to see these.
Yeah.
You know, not, and I love Inside Out. And so
Same. Just
to let you know, I'm not one of those people that's expecting that. It's just that I found that the characters in this movie, and a lot of times when Pixar skews more towards the younger demographic, towards kids,
mm-hmm.
what I found is that a lot of times the characters just don't feel that developed to me as well.
They feel like archetypes.
Yeah.
You know, Alberto, he's the, you know, the overconfident best friend. Luca is the, you know, very curious but very self-conscious little boy. Giulietta is the tomboy. It's like we've seen these time and time again, and yeah, they just don't, we don't get a lot of depth, and the movie's so short that honestly it's just kind of like, it's just very, feels very generic at the end of the day.
Yeah,
it's not enough. It's not enough to separate them from these types of protagonists that we've seen in other Pixar and Disney animated films.
Well, the reason why I think, because I looked at the middle of the movie, and I was wondering, I said, if I'm not sitting up here asking for them to do something, you know, just solely for me, or, you know, I don't, because I love children's stuff, by the way. Sometimes
man.
I really love, that's why a lot of Miyazaki stuff work, and I tried to, like, say, man, okay, what is it about this? If they're taking some inspiration, I'm talking about Hayao Miyazaki, whose animes actually take part in a lot of Europe. You know, he's been in France and some places.
Porco Rosso, you brought it right there.
Yeah, I think that's Italian, right?
Yeah.
Or is that, yeah, named after Porto Rosso.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, so he has a lot of European looks in his movie. And I was like, well, why am I, this is almost like a love letter to that. Why am I not appreciating those, I mean, this film as much as those?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because either they just stay weird, or they stay simple, or their characters really are the thing that prevails.
Sure.
As weird as it is, you really do feel endeared to those characters. This right here, I felt like they spent more time doing gags.
Oh, yeah.
I think they spent more time doing visual
comedy
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times doing, you know, yeah, and not that those things are, and not that it's bad to do that.
It's charming.
But the reason why I thought they should pull back on that, because there are characters that could have used more development in the movie. In the meantime, you know, they're doing all these visuals or they're doing all these gags. And I'll give you an example. So, you know, we just saw that scene with Giulietta and her pop in the kitchen who's making dinner for everybody.
Spaghetti.
So let me get a picture of him here. So there he is with his big ass. So there's this whole thing. There's a subplot that's almost developing between him and Alberto.
Right.
And I'll just say this at the end of the movie. I don't think it had the emotional payoff it should have, because that character wasn't developed enough. The emotion between them wasn't developed enough. It was more like we kind of have to wrap up Alberto's story. Oh, this is convenient that he does it with this character.
I have to say, like Alberto's story, like on paper, is tragic. When you think about it and what they imply. Yeah. But when it plays out in the film, it's just like, okay, there's more. There needs to be more here. Obviously, like what we find out about him, especially towards the last third of the movie, like, okay, there's a lot of like trauma here. And they just kind of don't really touch on it. And yeah, they bring in Julieta's father to be that father figure for him. But it's like, oh yeah, I guess he kind of is in a way, because we saw a montage of them working together. Like, it's not earned. And that's the generic feeling coming in.
And it could have been earned had they not been spending so much time on all these other filler moments and, you know, funny moments. Yeah. And maybe they spend more time developing this character and this relationship. You know, it's not a big thing. It's just something that I thought was a missed opportunity.
It is a big thing. Because I think that's what this movie is struggling is with its characters. Because the plot is fine, it's serviceable.
Yeah.
But it's the characters that really suffer through it. Well, I mean, again, the beautiful looking movie and a great score and aesthetically, as we said. But yeah, it's really the characters, and not like we hate these characters. They're just kind of simple.
Well, if you're gonna fill this with mostly gags and visuals and whatnot, I feel like make that faster, make it wilder, make it crazy, whatever. Mm. I don't know. Make it, because. Make it harder. I don't know, because watching it, I'm like, all right, you know, most of these laughs are just chuckles, man. Yeah. They're not laugh out loud moments.
No,
you know,
agree.
And it's like,
oh, that was cute.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, oh, that's adorable.
And you're spending all this time on these jokes, and it's like, okay, you know, again, you should go back and try to like set up some more story, because these laughs aren't, you know, they're fun. It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing. I'm just like, all right, that's this. You can actually take this out
yeah.
any moment you like.
It just feels like filler. For a movie that doesn't even need it, really.
No, it did feel like filler. I told my wife that. Because she saw me write notes, and she said, what'd you just write? I said, lots of filler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Overstuffed.
I think we will disagree on something right here.
Yeah.
I think that the thing that we're going to disagree on is on the character of Ercole. Because Ercole... Let me see. Ercole had me laughing so hard, man. That character, first of all, I just think it's funny to think that this is probably a man, like an 18, 19, 20-year-old going around lying about his age just to beat the shit out of these kids or just torment them and harass them and just to win a contest every year, to brag. I think that character's funny, but the thing I like about him the most, man, that character. Now, you want to know what gave me laugh out loud moments in here? That asshole Ercole, because he is animated so well.
Oh, he's ridiculous looking.
Well, he's ridiculous looking, but he's got that Italian bravado going on.
Oh, yeah.
And they got his every one of his mannerisms, every one of his gestures is funny to me, man. Mm. Like, they captured that. And like, what I like about it, because we can go in deep and be like, well, that character's doing this because he's so insecure and he just doesn't know how to deal with being an adult. And it's like, nah, man, he's just an asshole.
Oh, no, he's very much an asshole.
That's it. That is it. There's like, he doesn't really have any redeeming qualities.
No.
And he don't care.
No.
And I just laughed at his animation and the voice work that was done for him so much, man. Now, I really do love this character.
La mia bambina! Oh, mamma mia! Talk to Ercole. Are you hurt?
Well, my head kind of hurt.
Not you, Ciccio! Out of the way! Oh, Piccolino, if there is so much as a scratch... Oh, someone got lucky today. Hmm? Who got lucky? Out of towners, eh? Let me welcome you! Benvenuti a Porto Rosso! Ciccio? I'm delighted to meet you, number one. And number two, I love your stylish clothes. Where did you get them? A dead body?
Dead body?
I'm kidding.
Look, Signor Vespa?
Signor Vespa? That's kind of funny. I am Ercole Visconti, five-time winner of the Porto Rosso Cup.
The Porto Rosso what?
The Porto Rosso Cup. Per mille sardine, how do you think I paid for my beautiful Vespa?
Luca's like, yeah, we're going to steal that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, you talking all that shit. Yeah, it's a good thing you a villain, so we won't feel guilty about stealing your shit later. Which, this character also, I just love I love that little bald hair on his, that little pubic hair.
Oh, I know. But they make fun of later on.
Yeah, they do. You know what his hair looks like. It looks like hair around somebody's anus right there.
Oh, God damn. Didn't think of that. I just think like, okay, it's like, okay, you're just like this really braggadocious individual. But the things that they do with him later on where it's like, yeah, I'm okay with murder. It's like he just escalates throughout the entire film.
I mean, don't, because he looks a little flamboyant too. Don't let them loafers in that cashmere sweater he wears around his neck fool you.
No.
He beats these kids' ass.
Yeah, yeah. It's just shocking to me. It's like, and everyone in this village is okay with this. Sociopath doing his thing. It's like, okay. This 16-year-old.
Because they don't want to deal with his ass. Yeah. That's why. Now, I don't even think the adults are scared of him. They're just kind of like, you know what?
They're just done with him.
As long as he's beating these kids' ass, we don't have to deal with him.
He's keeping them in line. Yeah, distracting them. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know. After a while, I'm like, okay, I found him so obnoxious.
That's the point.
It's the point.
I loved him, man.
Yeah.
We laughed so hard at him, man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That character is just, he's just so full of him. He's oblivious, man.
No, he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it didn't work for me, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And again, I'm glad you thought that, because I was like, this big motherfucker. I know we're watching a cartoon.
Yes.
But
yes,
I said,
yes.
This goddamn grown ass man.
Yeah, exactly. Right here. Yeah, peach fuzz on his lip.
Beating these kids.
Like physically beating them.
Fucking terrorist.
Terrorista.
Oh, here's the point. He ride down the road and he just finds somebody and just kicks them and knocks them into.
That's all he does.
Get out of the way.
I have to kill them now. And everyone's like, all right, there he goes. Killing kids again.
All these kids are terrified.
There's a point where he's even like grabbing a boat and he's like, I'm gonna hit these motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm gonna go right at him. We're like, whoa. Even the infant is ugly. It's like, whoa.
What are you doing? One dude's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to kill them.
What do you mean?
Muerta.
Get up with the program. Murder.
It's like, jeez, I know we're henchmen.
I'm a fucking a villain. What do you think? I'm a grown man that picks on kids. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. He's a grown man that picks on kids. And I'm like, I can't take that. I mean, I'm not supposed to, but it's like, come on.
Arcole!
I'm a grown man that picks on kids.
I'm a grown man. I'm a cartoon grown man that picks on kids.
Yeah. A little too much for me there.
Who's like a day, is it? The big ass eyes.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like, oh man. Oh, what's his name? Hello, fellow kids.
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
He looks like Steve Buscemi. like an animated Steve Buscemi going around town.
I can see that.
Animated Steve Buscemi picking on kids.
That is kind of what he is in the movie. He's trying to appeal to the youth.
He's the Italian animated Steve Buscemi. Hello, the fellow kids. Except when Steve Buscemi gets made fun of, he beats the kids.
Yeah, he does.
Beats those kids' ass.
He would do that.
Duh. People. You know, I also thought something was weird here, man. I thought it was weird that not, like, the main characters didn't have an accent.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
So we can appeal to American audiences.
I thought that was
they sometimes have the accent when they say the names. My name is, because you have Jack Glazer who's like has an American accent. He'll go, I'm Alberto. Wait a minute, where did that accent come in?
You sound Mexican, man.
Yeah.
But Julieta, she like her, she's Italian. Her dad, because for the sea creatures, I could say like, all right, look, maybe. You know, they don't have an accent because they're sea monsters, whatever.
Yeah.
But she's straight up Italian. Mm-hmm. Her dad's Italian, and they don't give her the accent. That's weird.
Again, I think it's the reason why they did that is so they can appeal to American audiences for whatever reason. I don't know why. Yeah. That's always the. It's like the whole thing where it's like, well, if they do a film set in any other, like any foreign country, the accent is always a British accent.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, what is that? Why do they do that? And I think that's the reason, because they want to appeal to they perceive as the mass audience, which is in the United States.
Now, I understand that is the reason. I know that that's the reason, but I thought like, you know what? I don't think it's going to matter.
No, I wouldn't care.
Like if Julieta, whatever.
Yeah, whatever
if she had a, I think I would have liked it more if she had an Italian accent.
Same.
I don't think, I don't know why it is that you think that we can't handle it, you know?
Yeah, not to
kids can't
immerse people in this world, this environment you create. Yeah, all you probably should have casted people who can either do an authentic Italian accent or just cast Italian actors.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it probably should have been.
Yeah.
Because some of the other roles, like the guy who plays the 21-year-old pretending to be a 16-year-old, that's an Italian, like...
That's an Italian, actor. Yeah.
He's even doing the Italian dub for the movie, where he's going to speak in Italian.
Like, oh, really?
Some of these actors that they have, they're doing both.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so it's like, okay, so why for the supporting cast, or some of the supporting cast and tertiary characters, like they can be, you know, voiced by Italians, but not the main cast? Like, that's weird. Like, no one's going to go to a movie because, Jason Tremblay's voice in this character? Buy me a ticket. Not saying he's not a talented kid. Him and Jack Glazer and all the people in this movie are talented, but that's just like, why to do that? But it's to appeal perceived mass audience.
I just thought that they were like...
It's archaic thinking.
At this point, they were overthinking that and just kind of underestimating what kids could take.
Yeah, they've been overthinking that for decades.
Look at Hercule Reddit. Beat the ass.
Yeah,
where are you going?
You and that little girl, that 12-year-old girl, that'll slap her. Slap her for me.
That's my bike and wagon, punk.
He's like the fucking... He's the Italian Devo.
Oh, that's my bike, punk.
Yeah, it's true. Devo is kind of just like a schoolyard bully.
Yeah, this is Devo. Yeah. It's an Italian animated Devo.
Look at that. Different cultures have their own Devo. I love it.
I'm my bike, punk. Yeah, man. But yeah, you know, I think that, as I said, this is Pixar light, and nothing wrong with that. I think this just needed really a punch up, man.
Yeah.
It needed a punch up, and it needed to give, you know, there needed to be more to the story in the middle.
Need an emotional core.
It needed an emotional punch up, and it needed some characters need a punch up in the area of development.
That's absolutely a fact.
You know, like I said, the middle of this definitely does feel like filler when they could have been telling a story and developing those characters. But I will say that I still think it's good, man. I liked it. And it did leave me with a nice feeling, even though it was way too easily wrapped up. He was like, hey, everybody good? Yay!
Yeah, I got to say, man, like, you know, because the most part, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, it's like, all right, it's generic, but it's working for me for the most part. Like, it's just fun to just look at all the how the environments look, how the characters interacting with them.
Yeah.
And it's cute. But, like, that ending is just like, all right, we got to wrap this shit
up. Yeah, it really
And I'm
was.
Like, oh, come on. Like, I guess there's kind of a conflict in the movie, but, again, that conflict is... Like this whole culture is based around this one thing in this particular town, and they adhere to this for who knows decades, centuries, and then it's just like, meh.
Yeah. No. Well, we're good. Oh, and by the way, not everybody's gonna like it, but fuck 'em, we're cool.
I didn't kind of like that message. I think it's good. Hey, stick with people who appreciate you for being you. I mean, that's a good message. But at the end of the day, but again, the central story, it needed more than just that.
Yeah.
There was not enough there. Not enough substance.
And it's not just that one thing. Everybody had a real easy. Everyone had a real quick, easy wrap up.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I did this thing that I never gave a hint of doing before. All right, but I did it because we need to get this shit over with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's just way too neatly wrapped up. Way too loose with the storytelling. It's not tight at all, man. Yeah.
It's a slice of life Pixar movie. That's exactly what it is.
And that would have been good had they not. You know what? If you want to have the slice of life part of this and have these kids hanging out and whatnot, great. But they set so much up for so much emotional weight, and it can't. And the movie just didn't deliver on that weight. Mm-hmm. So this is a matinee for me. I did enjoy it.
Yeah,
I liked it. I mean, it was cool.
I'm right there with you. It's a beautiful looking movie. The voice work, for the most part, I think is very enjoyable, and it's great. You know, it has its funny moments. It's a cute film. It's right where it needs to be on Disney Plus. I know Pixar is very upset that all their movies are going straight to Disney Plus, but out of all the ones I've seen recently, this is the one I'm like, this is fine where it is. Again, not a bad movie. I think it's about 90 minutes, and it's well worth watching on that. I'm right there with you. I give this it's a solid matinee.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if I'd seen this on Disney Plus, I mean, I'm sorry, if I'd seen this at the theater, I would have been like, man, if it weren't for the animation, this could have been at home on Disney Plus. What do you mean?
You stupid.
Do it on your Disney Plus.
I'm getting assaulted by an 18-year-old man right now.
With nut fuzz for a mustache.
Yeah, that peach fuzz.
Yeah, no, that's nut fuzz. Yeah. Not peach fuzz.
Fair enough.
Nut fuzz. That should have been his name in the movie.
Nut fuzz.
Hey, nut fuzz.
What's the Italian words for that? That Italian name.
Oh, Italian word for that?
Yeah, yeah.
A nut the fuzz.
Ah, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I speak a little Italian.
I got you.
Ravioli.
Yeah, yeah. Boppity boopy.
Yeah, it's all that good
Spaghetti.
Stuff.
Spaghetti. Gabagool.
Oh, there you go, folks.
Yeah.
There is our review, and we are done with that part
That's
of
it.
The Power Hours.
Hours out of the way.
Oh. Oh, but you ain't felt no power until you felt these ads. No, wait, shut
no!
the fuck out.
No,
oh, folks.
That's it.
That is it for that. Tell you what I'll do.
What's up? What you got?
I'll read a nice email.
I like the Gamels.
Do you like the Gamels?
Yes.
Let me see here. Somebody's in the chat. No, wait, I just got in.
Too late. The door's just shut on you.
Yeah. No, wait. Don't leave without me.
Sorry.
They're coming for me, the ads. Yeah. Oh, let's see here.
Oh, well.
Oh. Oh, man.
What's up? What happened?
I got to get this from. I copied down the email because I want to read this email, but I forgot to copy the name.
Ah. Well, thank you, everyone.
You know, being stupid, like right. I usually am.
It's okay.
Oh, let's see here.
Let us know in the chat if you're this person.
Well, I can find this person.
Okay.
They just want to send a nice email.
That's good.
Yeah, let me see here. Let me see if I can find this. What's today?
Today is the, what, 17th?
What 17th, okay.
I think so. Yeah, 17th.
What am I on here? Oh, yeah, I'm on my primary mails. All right. Man, excuse me, y'all. Somebody sent a real nice email.
Okay.
I just wanted to actually.
No worries. We're doing ads anyway.
I want to respond to them.
They can wait.
Oh. This is. No wonder I didn't think about this. I know exactly what I did. This is from Luca.
Wow, can you remember that? Been talking about Luca for the past half hour.
What are the odds?
Yeah, I know. Interesting.
This is from Luca. It says, "My name is Luca. I just want to say hello." It says here, "I just wanted to say I've been a fan of DT for 6-7 years now and never really wrote to you guys, but I felt I had to. Your reviews, rants, etc. mean so damn much to me."
Thank you.
Stay toasty. And that's from, oh, says here, oh, Luca and Alberto.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
they got together.
And just want to let you know, we are very happy together on New Island.
I believe it.
We can be happy being who we are.
Mm-hmm. Don't hate.
Sea monsters.
Yes, sea monsters. That's exactly right.
Gay sea monsters. Yeah.
Listen, man, I'll tell you what. If they had done that in the movie, I'd be like, all right. I should have brought this up in a review. Like, had they, like, Pixar actually done that, like, we're going to make a movie about two boys, you know, having a romance, like, finding themselves and realizing like that. But it's the whole thing where it's like, yeah, but they're sea monsters and they'll never accept us. I'd be like, that's fucking bold. I think that would have made, I'd be like, all right, now that's what I'm talking about. That's what this movie needed.
Oh, man, you know what? I would, if they turned out that they were, if they hinted that they were gay, full price.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, I think it would have been interesting.
Yeah. Not some just two guys in the background. Hey, we might be gay.
The typical Pixar Disney thing. There's those two moms. People still mad at those two moms in Toy Story 4. I saw them holding hands.
In the background.
I know. You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, we might be gay and never make out or anything like that, but we are pioneers. We are Disney's first gay characters who are 20 feet in the background.
Yeah, yeah, the tertiary character.
Yeah.
That would have been like, all right, that would have been impressive.
You see that unfocused blob right there? Next to that other unfocused blob? Oh, yeah, that's me and my gay partner.
Yeah, yeah. You see that other blob right there? That's a non-binary blob.
Yeah, yeah.
See, there you go. You're welcome.
Hey, but we're pioneers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're the first.
Happy Pride Month.
Yeah, somebody's supposed to say, Riding Dory. What is that? Oh, no, Finding Dory. Did Finding Dory have a gay character in
it? I have no idea. I know that when this trailer first came out, that people were speculating that these two were gay. Remember that.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. Hey, Word is still out.
It's true. It'll always be the sequel.
They never defined anything.
Yeah.
It's funny because there's certain ways that this story could have gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It could have gone a certain way, but it did not to leave it open, I think. just in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Luca could have gone off to a whole different thing. But
Oh, I know.
He said, hey, you know, I'll be back, Alberto. Don't you worry, baby. I'll be back.
I'll always come back every summer for you.
Alberto, you gonna still be waiting on me? Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You know, be funny. If Luca came back and found Alberto fucking Ercole.
That's why Ercole is so mean to everyone. He's denying like who he is. He's a gay man.
he's all frustrated.
Yeah, I know. I mean, out of all the characters, I'm like, okay, I can see.
Yeah, he's repressed.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, he cared about that cashmere sweater.
Sure did. Got them loafers on, everything. Yeah, tight ass.
He's very well dressed.
Our lab boy came back and Alberto was all on.
Yeah, yeah.
They holding hands
makes sense.
And shit.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, leave my lawn, who cares? You're my man now.
Yes, take me out. Take me out.
Attention to me. Oh, this girl cut down this air conditioning again.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. But little does she know, I got the power right here.
You got the power.
I got the power.
Underdogs have to look out for each other, right?
Underdogs. To say l'amore. This is going to be the best summer ever. L'amore. We'll ride down every road. See the whole world together.